From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We've heard about crackdowns on graffiti and on the people who create graffiti, now to a new store that caters to graffiti artists. Less than a month after opening its doors, Alpha Beta in Brooklyn is already facing criticism. NPR's Margot Adler reports on Alpha Beta's opponents and how the store is trying to stay on the right side of the law.
Graffiti is unwelcome in many communities, but it has a long history. There's evidence of graffiti in ancient Greece and Rome, and what were those cave paintings anyway? Charlie Halsey is a co-founder of the graffiti art store and gallery Alpha Beta.
I guess it's a primal instinct, really. Who knows why people, you know, write on the wall or you know, where that instinct comes from. I think it's, as far as I know, it's been being done since the dawn of mankind.
The store has only been open 3 weeks. It doesn't have a phone number or a website, but you can find it mentioned on blogs. The store itself is a single airy room on Greenpoint Avenue in Brooklyn with locked metal cages to hold the aerosol cans.
That is part of the fire code. To display spray paint in a store, you need to have it locked in a metal cage. Any combustible materials need to be locked in a metal cage.
There are racks of T-shirts for sale and hats covered with aerosol art and all kinds of dead stock sneakers from the 80s and 90s that were popular with hip-hop culture and graffiti artists. And outside is a large art space with two lovely murals on the walls. But already the shop has come under fire from Councilman Peter Vallone, for whom the eradication of graffiti is a personal mission.
We're not naive. This store was not established to cater to legal graffiti art because there's just not enough of that to turn a profit anywhere. Don't fall for this graffiti is art thing. You know, 85% of graffiti is just tags. Nothing anyone will look at and say remotely artistic. Another 10% is gang communication. This is our neighborhood. This is our meeting place. Then there's a small percentage that you and I would look at and say, hey, if this kid were pointed in the right direction, he might have some talent.
Councilman Vallone came of age in the 1970s when graffiti became associated with New York's rising crime rate and the deterioration of neighborhoods. So he sees it as a gateway crime that sends a message to criminals that lawlessness is tolerated. Yet graffiti has always had a double edge, the etched and destroyed window on the one hand and, on the other, the stunning city mural or subway car that fueled a cultural awakening. Andrew Michael Ford is the director of the Ad Hoc Art Gallery in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, which is devoted to art that is often marginalized by the New York art scene, street art, pop surrealism, tattoo art. He says when the Tate Modern in London has graffiti artists painting the building, you know street art has come of age.
If they're doing it, I think it's just like the beginning. I think it just sent a wave around the world where it's like it's pretty much legitimate, relevant, on the map, and people need to pay attention to it. And you're going to see it in all the museums really soon, and we're just glad to be a part of it.
Charlie Halsey, the co-founder of Alpha Beta, says both views have some truth to them. He's seen almost a dozen graffiti supply stores in New York open only to crash and burn. Badly managed, flouting the laws. That's why he says Alpha Beta will be as much a gallery and event space as a store. In 3 weeks, they've already had 5 events. When I arrive at a party sponsored by Overspray, an international graffiti art magazine, I find 8 Austrian artists painting murals on 3 of the walls. They're all part of an exhibit by the Inoperable Gallery in Vienna. The gallery was founded by a 24-year-old American named Nicholas Platzer, who says he once was an illegal graffiti writer who got arrested when he was a teen.
My mom would have heart attacks when she'd get the 4 o'clock phone calls and stuff like that. And I sort of decided to go legal and promote the other artists.
His mom was there looking proudly on. A German artist who goes by the single name Franke stops painting a mural for a moment to say he's just having fun. The real graffiti artists, he says, are in dictatorships where writing on a wall is a courageous act.
So what I do now is like a child's play. But a real graffiti artist risks a lot to make people think, maybe.
As I look at his mural forming and the other 2 murals that are being painted that day, I realize the 2 lovely murals I saw here 2 days ago have vanished. Painted over, gone into the ether like some Tibetan sand painting. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
And you can see pictures of those murals at Alpha Beta on our website. That's at npr.org.